You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Wednesday, August 31st, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepard. A Michigan girl is among three to die in Monday's storms. Amtrak suspends some Michigan trains due to a lack of resources, and Michigan lawmakers are unsure of when they will return to Lansing. Widespread storms that brought strong winds, heavy rains, and flash flooding to much of the Midwest and the South are being blamed for the deaths of at least three people. In Michigan, a 14-year-old girl was electrocuted after she mistakenly grabbed a downed power line at a residence in the 1400 block of Peters Street in Monroe at 7:40 p.m. on Monday. She was declared dead at the scene. Further south in Toledo, a tree fell on a woman around 6:30 p.m., according to WTVG-TV in Northwest Ohio. The third death occurred in Arkansas, according to the Associated Press, where an 11-year-old boy died after he was swept into a storm drain during heavy rainfall. A 47-year-old woman who tried to help the child was also pulled from the drain and taken to a hospital for treatment, according to police in Bentonville. More than 381,000 customers in Michigan were without power as of Tuesday morning after the storms. Thunderstorms packing 70-mile-per-hour gusts were reported across the state. Due to a lack of manpower and available train equipment, Amtrak has suspended some trains on its Wolverine service between Chicago and locations in Michigan, the company said. Trains 350 and 355, which normally operate between Chicago and Pontiac, are canceled effective Monday, and they will continue to be suspended through Friday, September 16th, Amtrak announced in a tweet. Scheduled times listed on Amtrak.com have been updated to reflect the changes. The 350 and 355 lines pass through Michigan cities, including New Buffalo, Niles, Dowagiac, Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, Albion, Jackson, Ann Arbor, and Dearborn. Trains are planned to resume normal operations on September 17th, the company said. For updated schedules and information, visit Amtrak.com, use the mobile app, speak with station personnel, or call, text 800-USA-RAIL. Though the Michigan legislature is scheduled to return the Wednesday after Labor Day, according to its online calendar, that is looking less and less likely as lawmakers enter the thick of campaign season. The legislature typically convenes on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays when not recessed, with the House usually meeting around 1:30 p.m. and the Senate at 10 a.m. On the state's website, both the House and Senate session schedules indicate they will meet Wednesday, September 7th, to take up a number of bills in either chamber. But that information could be misleading, given that the Democratic caucus in the lower chamber has yet to receive word when session is set to take place next month, according to a source close to the issue. It's likely lawmakers will not return to the Capitol for a session day until the last 2 weeks of September. In the interim, that September 7th session day, as well as the other session days the legislature is scheduled to tentatively meet, will likely have no attendance called and no voting recorded. Democrats have harped on the issue in recent weeks, but their hands are tied given that the majority party in power sets the legislative agenda in either chamber and that Republicans control both the House and the Senate. You can always find the latest Michigan news on MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.